So, first of all, just how rare is a population bloom in? Population boom in butterflies.
It's pretty common. It happens most seasons. It's usually driven by a few species. Not all butterflies do that, but there's a bunch of species which have this sort of boom and bust life cycle. And so, when the conditions are favourable, they really capitalise.
So the favourable conditions, is that what drives the population boom? What's the favourable conditions as such?
It's generally driven by rainfall, and particularly summer rainfall, and particularly floods. So the large breaking rains that we had early this year after the long drought, because that coincided with very hot conditions and we had this very long dry period. What that does, that tends to stimulate a lot of plant growth. So it's actually the plants, it's the real cause. It's the rain drives the plants to grow. The plants put on new growth, new leaf growth, new flush growth. And some of these butterflies really love that juicy new foliage, and they really go for it. And the females can lay many eggs, and typically a female could lay several hundred eggs.
Wow.
And if all those caterpillars survive, munching on all that new leaf growth, and they can develop very quickly, within a few weeks, you can have very large numbers of butterflies.
Yeah, right. And so is this kind of you said this is quite common, but are we likely to see more butterfly influxes in the coming years with warmer weather and rainfall from La Nina and the impacts of climate change?
It's really hard to know. Some of these species, like the things I'm talking about, things like lemon migrant, blue tiger is one, lesser wanderer, common crow, caper white, those butterflies always tend to breed up in big numbers following good rainfall in summer, particularly in Queensland, the tropics and right down to the subtropics, and especially in those inland areas just west of the Great Divide in that vine thicket country. Some of these butterflies that breed in vine thickets are very seasonal. They just maybe have one or two generations per year, and then the rest of the year they spend the stages, they do something else. So, for example, the blue tigers, they overwinter as adults along the eastern coast, particularly along the Great Barrier Reef. And so they're reliant on these ephemeral conditions of high good rainfall in the summer. If climate change, if that changes, then that could affect the breeding biology of these species. But what the changes would be, I couldn't tell you.
It'll be interesting to see anyway. I mean, a lot of this is happening, as you said, in Queensland. But what's happening in terms of butterflies down here in New South Wales?
I think in northern South Wales, the effects are probably similar, but I think as you go further south, you move into a sort of a temperate climate, and the conditions are really quite different. So it seems to be more this tropical, subtropical band, that climatic zone. So I guess if with climate change, if the weather systems move further south, that could change things, but then it really depends on the plant. So it's very, butterflies are very specific about what plants they feed on. So it really depends on what plants are growing in the area.
Picky eaters, huh?
They're very fussy eaters, yes. So, for example, caper whites only feed on caper trees or caparis, and many of them are vines. And this year we had an absolutely massive number of butterflies. And they typically have a migration, but it's not really clear how that migration works. And this year, most years they normally breed up in spring, and then they build up in huge numbers, and then they disperse around the country. But this year was very unusual. They actually headed south through New South Wales, and then in fact many of them ended up in the ACT where I live. They continued their journey west through northern Victoria and then into South Australia. So it was quite extraordinary to see large numbers of caper whites flying in autumn. That migration occurred in late March, early April. Most years we'd see that in October, November, and then late spring. So that was
wow.
A really unusual. We've never seen that before. So that's probably, I guess, the combination of the really dry conditions we've had for the preceding 4 years, and then we had this this influx of heavy rain in late summer. So they might have been responding to that. But normally we would see that behaviour in spring, but it didn't happen.
Well, if there's a year to see something unusual behaviour, I think that year is definitely 2020. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.